You got to start thinking of these things, even though it's kind of unpleasant for a lot of people.
Yeah.
I have two songs, and this is the second one. I just love this version. Did you ever have Elvis's gospel record?
What time is the funeral?
I come to the garden alone.
It's about dying, and it's great. I love it. And John wants to have, like, want, don't.
You're going to have people all rolling in the aisles with laughter.
There's a couple of those, too. Don't you know this?
Love this song.
No, she's in the garden.
And he walks.
Sure, you got to have a classic, Maynard.
Yeah.
That would be Maynard. He'd be over to the side doing this. Well, John wants, like, Dead Man's Curve. You know, I think you really should have these things handled so you don't put that pressure on
your
loved
one. Well, that's nice that you have your list and you're good to go.
I am. I'm good. I'm ready to die. Well, I just think it's a beautiful song. I've always liked that.
And nobody really knows, you know, where one goes, the great to beyond.
Oh, I'm pretty sure about it.
I mean, there are those that have conviction, but I think probably north to Alaska. We know you're headed north. We're just not sure how far you'll get. Could be the first stop.
See, I think that heaven is your reality, what you're going to make it, mm-hmm. right? So you better believe in it, because otherwise, you know, I mean, who wants to be plant food? Anyway, Maynard, we have news now, and I'm going to think of the perfect death song for you while you're doing IBM news.
Thank you. Our parlor director this morning is Robin Kuderman. Oh, I'm sorry, Robin Erickson. Oh, I didn't mean to give your real name out over
I
the air.
I don't care about my name. Maynard, I too have musical requests for my funeral. The Beatles, In My Life, which is just a beautiful song. Ramble On from Zeppelin. No. Delby Gray's Drift Away would be just the departure tune for me. That's not bad. That's a pretty good one. And one of the best ones that I've seen so far is I'm Ready by Muddy Waters. And I've found yours. I found yours, and when you're dead, and God knows I hope I'm still alive. Oh, please.
I would have wanted it that way.
Well, I know you would have, and you'd want me to jump and spin some discs as I am a disc jockey. And play this song for you.
Johnny Angel, Johnny Angel, Johnny Angel, you're an angel to me.
There he goes, floating away on little gossamer wings.
He's got something that I can't resist, but he doesn't even.
Then I'll throw myself on your casket.
And weep, heave,
and
will
heave,
you heave?
And moan and scream, no, let it be me. Thank God it isn't. But let it be me, Lord.
Take me instead.
I tingle when you pass by. Have I ever mentioned that to you?
Will you haul my casket for display behind your Bronco down 4th Avenue?
Yes, I will, sir.
Thank you.
I get carried away. I dream of him and me. How it's gonna be.
Are you gonna
what's that?
Are you gonna be cooked or are you gonna be plugged in?
Yeah, cooked, I believe, yeah.
I think I might
plugged
be cooked.
In.
Plugged into the dirt?
Oh, dirt nap?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're gonna drive me and stand me up on tippy toe and drive me in with a croquet mallet. It's the Econo way.
Wow!
Officer Garment, first to advance, last to retreat.
Have you ever thought of a funeral song that you would pick for yourself when you pass on? What song would you like played?
I like the theme from Dragnet, you know, dum, da dum, dum.
Yeah. All right, thank you very much.
Shut up.
It's Rick Jones of Goldberg Jones in the Robin and Maynard Lounge. You know, it's fun now, but when it isn't, 1-800-DIVORCE. Just saying.
Shut up.
Oh, a microphony.
And a phony at the mic.
I could while away the hours, conferring with the flowers, consulting with the rain. And my head, I'd be scratching while my thoughts were busy hatching if I only had a brain.
It's usually noodle time. Before we jump on the telephone, an email comes to us from Terrence Tallman. And he writes, vote for the fella with the really big smella. In reference to his nose, I think, or it could be just the odor.
Yeah.
And then he says his song, he has two songs for his funeral, The Colonel Bogey March, which is the date J.P. Patch's theme music, yeah. Or Star Wars. Either one would work for
Colonel
him.
Colonel Mogi March, beautiful.
All right, we're going to the telephone. Retired Mike, retired from what, Michael? Mike?
Yeah.
What are you retired from?
I was a welder fitter.
And what do you do now? Nothing?
No, I'm medically retired due to heart and lung condition.
You were a welder fitter?
Yes.
That's not like a ship fitter, is it?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
I hope you both signed up as organ donors.
Yeah. I'm actually submitting my piano. We start with $100.
Okay.
And we deduct 10 for every incorrect answer. Steve Park won the Enduralube 400 yesterday. He said it was an emotional moment for him. He bumped and tapped his way to the front. Tell Robin the Maynard the world's fastest motorsport.
Drag racing.
Ah, drag racing. Is it... Certainly not, my friend.
Yeah, I think I know this. Hello, which would be odd because of motorsports and stuff. $90.
Yeah, boy, that's a tough one. Would it be those rocket cars out on the salt flats?
Rocket car on salt flat.
Kind of racing against the clock.
Good morning.
Hi, this is for 80.
That's a tough one, but I think it would probably be...
Okay, I'm going to hang up on you because you refuse to answer. $70.
What about those fast little ninja motorcycles?
No, that's right.
So the ninja won't cut it, baby.
$50.
Part plane, motorcycle.
Hi, Helsvig.
Oh, Helsvig.
What did you say? Part plane, part motorcycle?
No, a plane and a motorcycle.
Hybrid.
A plane and a motorcycle combination?
The Wright brothers had that little bicycle
like
that they cranked.
Like when Evel Knievel jumps over the Grand Canyon?
Yeah.
Is that what you're thinking? Is that exactly what you're thinking, Bob? If it is, you must say specifically, Evel Knievel jumping the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, Evel Knievel jumping the Grand Canyon.
No, it is not. No.
Hi.
Hi.
40.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And 30.
Is it plane racing?
Is it plane racing?
Yes.
Well, yeah.
That would, you know.
Specifically, it's the Reno Air Races, right, and speeds excess of 550 miles an hour. Now, the land speed record, certainly more than that on Bonneville Flats. But is it a sport? A question only can be answered by Tony Ventrella when he becomes Congressman Ventrella with the smella.
$30 to you, my friend. Is Nate anywhere with his... is he alive and kicking? Good boy, Nate. And I'll put you on hold.
He's on fire this morning.
Is he really?
Yes.
How late were you out last night? Just one or two, something like that? Probably got to get a couple hours of good solid sleep. KZOK, the end of the innocence. It's 16 before 8 o'clock. It's the Robin and Maynard program.